So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our OpenACS and EuroTickle conference 2022. My name is Gustav Neumann. I'm something like a host here. I'm at this university. I have various hats. I'm a professor of information systems. I'm head of institute. I'm head of an information systems master program, and I'm also the technical lead of our internal e-learning project called LearnedVU, which we'll see at a couple of places. And we organize this together with Paul Ohrmeier, who is here in the first row here. And I mean, some of you are new at this building, therefore I will make a short introduction about the university and say something about the conference itself. I mean, university is, we have in Austrian terms, it's a rather young university, which started in 1898, at a time when there was an Austrian Empire, which was large and had a, also some harbor on the Adria, and therefore, it was a place where trade was very important, and for this reason, our Kaiser, Franz Josef, was founding this World Trade Academy, and this World Trade Academy came in the 1920s, a University of World Trade, and was in various steps afterwards changed from World Trade to University of Business and Economics, and the Austrian name or the German name is Wirtschaftsunität Wien. You see sometimes this WU acronym, which is the abbreviation of the university of. In 2013, already some time ago, nearly 9 years, we moved to this new campus where we are right now, and it was really a huge project. And when this project was started, it was one of the largest university building sites worldwide. And you see some base facts, like it costed 492 million euro, and we have here 100,000 meters floor space, and we have about 25,000 students, and we have 3,000 student workstations, which is also very good for us, and we have about 1,500 employees. And also one interesting part is that you might have noticed the buildings are looking quite different, and the reason for this is they were designed by 8 different international architects, and some of the names are very famous, like Zaha Hadid, Hitoshi Abe, or Peter Cook, and also this Carme Pinos, is a very famous architects. And the idea between having multiple architects designing this building was to demonstrate or to show diversity. I mean, it shouldn't be simply a single design, a single point of view. It should be quite different. And also one interesting fact is that this whole university was built within time, within budget, which is for the public sector, at least in Austria, and I think Germany has a very good tradition about this kind of things. It's a rather seldom case that it is possible. And the new VU, the new building, the new campus stands for diversity of perspectives. It is about open-mindedness. I mean, from the point of view, it's just rethink things always. It's in the sense of responsibility. I mean, it doesn't want it to be just a production university and just a neoliberal point of view, but just also having green ideas from the very first beginning has a very strong impact here. And it's about innovation, rethinking things. And the logo from this time is here, was in this rethink economy was the theme, how this whole campus was designed. This is from this point of view. I mean, about university, maybe... Okay.
No, it's fine. It's just one slide. You don't have to change. So my name is Paul Obermeier. First, thanks to Gustav, Stefan, and their team for organizing. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's. I think it's for the stream. Okay. Interesting.
First, big thanks to Gustav, Stefan, and their team for organizing this conference. It was originally planned for 2019, but due to Corona and COVID, we didn't take it. So one part is the oil tickle. We now have a combined open art ACS and tickle conference. The first oil tickle started in 2000. My first participation was 1 year later. Since then, I nearly participated in every Euro tickle. My first Euro talk was in 2002, so exactly 20 years ago. And exactly 10 years ago, you see there is a one gap between 2010 and 2012, because nobody wanted to organize it. So lots of people from our Tickle User Group Munich, we started to organize it then. And since 10 years, I am organizing it together with the local organizers in Nuremberg. Here's one, Reinhard Max, who organized it in Nuremberg, Gustav. And this Euro Tickle will be my last, because I retire from work end of the year. And so I'm looking for a successor who wants to step up and organize the Euro Tickle in the future. Thank you, and
okay. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and you see another slide. I mean, it looks pretty much similar, and it is the history of the OpenACS conferences. And I mean, the whole movement of OpenACS started there with conferences started in 2003 in Copenhagen. And I mean, I've also there my first participation, quite similar, and not very much afterwards, the first talk at a Tickle conference. And the first co-organization was in 2007, also, well, organization, this is mostly in this space also here in Vienna. And over the years, you see these conferences are here at various places, and we had also there places like Guatemala City or in Costa Rica. But for many years, for whatever reasons, there were no more new conferences, but it was a good opportunity to restart the whole thing. And we planned originally there the ninth conference in 2021, which was cancelled due to Corona. And now we are here again, and I'm also wondering whether this is my whatever last co-organization. I mean, Paul was making his slide at the first thing, and I said, okay, it fits quite nice also to the OpenACS conference. I mean, you see here, well, it's the organization here, and also from my side, certainly many thanks to everybody who helped here. And I mean, I think we are not so large. I think you have seen here most of the faces. I mean, Jesus Boticario is not coming here. He's at a different conference at the same time. It seems to be a very frequently, I mean, I've got many nice letters of saying, it's a pity that I couldn't join the conference, but I have another place where to go, and therefore we, well, it's seems to be a very popular time after the semester, more or less. I mean, we have here altogether 35 participants, and one has to say we have more or less the same amount of contributions, which can be associated with the Tickle community, and the same number from the OpenACS community, although it is sometimes not so easy to differentiate. And also in terms of contributions and participants, it's more or less even from this point. We have here participants from three continents. and the price for the longest travel here goes to Yuri, who is there, is coming from Brazil. And I think that the price for the shortest travel goes to me or to us, which we are, it's not really far. we have also very different age groups here. I mean, probably you have some of the oldest members. Everybody of us is getting every year older, therefore probably we have here older people. We have also here very young participants which are not here yet, but we have one also presenter who is a teenager. I think it's also an interesting point of view of how the young people think about Tickle and its strengths and disadvantages or whatever, and experiences. Today's program, you find this in your data, and I just quickly address here the interesting parts. I mean, all of these talks will be here in the same room. The coffee break will be outside. If you go to the outside, then right, just crossing the main entrance, and then you see a place there also with a sign with OpenSSE article. We have here the coffee break. The lunch is in the library cafe, which is in this Zaha Hadid building. This is a building with this interesting design, and where this is standing more or less in the shadow. It looks like a Starship Enterprise model. Also one thing I think important to notice is, also the our social event is in this Luftburg Kollerig. I mean, this is also very close to the campus. It's close to the Prater. You might have seen it. If you see the Prater, this is the right direction, and then you find it easily. And we have also a joint walk there. Therefore, I mean, you do not have to participate in the talk. Of course, you can come there directly. And therefore, I think this is also easy to find in these days with Google Maps and everything else. I mean, also our sessions are optionally live streamed and recorded. There's also a QR code. I mean, it's not very important for you to use this QR code here. And if you use this QR code, you will find some kind of a delay. It's something like, I don't know, 5 seconds or 7 seconds delay from this point of view. I mean, all of this live streaming stuff is also performed over OpenACS. I mean, there's a control cockpit here with a touchscreen, which is a Raspberry Pi. Running behind this is the same OpenACS instance, which controls everything, and the streams are afterwards transformed and brought again into OpenACS, and the live streams are afterwards put into segmented video streams, which are delivered over Navi server. Everything is the same server, and it's a pretty scalable architecture. And for everybody who was not at the last Eurotickle, I think Antonio, which is there, has presented here our lecture casting design, and it works to a couple of thousand concurrent users per session quite nicely, and it has adaptive bit rates, and many commercial things don't support this, and it's quite interesting. I mean, if you have make your presentation, and it's your thing, your term to decide, do you want to be recorded or not? And on this control cockpit says, after each presentation, which was recorded, one has to more or less pause the recording, and then you can resume afterwards, and then more or less resuming means afterwards you will be streamed. I mean, I don't know how many people will take the opportunity to watch the stream live, but still it's important. And also for this live stream, we need this microphone. I mean, for this room itself, the microphone would be some kind of luxury, but the people outside won't hear us, therefore just from the basic understanding that is here. I mean, it's normally easier if you all for the presenters, if you have your presentations as PDF or PowerPoint files ready or have been sent it already to Stefan. I mean, switching the equipment is sometimes some kind of a trouble because of resolution and whatever, and therefore it is, if not possible, if not necessary, if we don't make live demonstration, it would be certainly good to avoid this kind of troubles. I think from the first introduction here, this is, I think, the most important thing. And I mean, in case you have any kind of questions right now, good question. I think just out. Right. But there's also information desk always here. There's information desk right at the corner where you can always ask what is the place there. From the. Also, one important thing is about the lunch. I mean, for the lunch, I mean, we have the you have the option of two different kind of dishes, and we have here a list which we go through and just make a line what kind of lunch you prefer there. There's also one thing which is gluten-free there, which is actually reserved here, but all of the rest I think is pretty clear. Just make a line, then we can tell the people how many dishes they should prepare, and just give it through. And also you have also a pen in your materials, and therefore, everybody has their own pen.